Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago's COVID test positivity rate is down a bit, but still over 4%. But there are still questions over whether Chicago Public Schools will have any kind of in-person learning in the weeks ahead. An update this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot was asked at the latest briefing on the city's COVID response whether there's a chance of some in-person instruction in CPS schools by sometime in November. Mayor Lightfoot says it's something being discussed, and that an announcement will be made relatively soon.
Because we've got to give parents and the school community enough time to adapt if we're going to make a change, but we're not there yet.
The mayor says she knows remote learning has been challenging, especially for working parents, but she says other considerations include principals, teachers, and staff, and what a return to in-person instruction would mean for them, especially those over 60 years old who may have underlying health issues. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Five students in Palatine Township School District 15 are under quarantine this morning. This comes after a staff member at their school tested positive for COVID-19. The students are enrolled at Winston Campus Junior High School in Palatine. District 15 students began returning to school for in-person learning last week as part of a rolling reentry plan. If you got a flat tire on the Kennedy Expressway on Sunday, you're not alone.
There's another one.
Video posted on social media showed this scene.
Two other cars flat tire, this car flat tire, four tires at this exit, Austin and Nagel in Chicago.
That woman said she witnessed eight cars with flats along the Kennedy. Others have said there were more than that. One had all four tires flattened. A contractor had stripped off the road service, leaving what was described as a drop-off and potholes. IDOT says those with tire damage can make claims online. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
At 7:12, the deadline's come and gone for the deportation of 15 neglected dogs from overseas. But they're still here in Chicago this morning. They were discovered almost a month ago in a warehouse at O'Hare after arriving on a flight from Jordan. The CDC wanted them sent back as of yesterday, but the animal care organization Chicago French Bulldog Rescue is resisting and getting support from Illinois Congressman Mike Quigley.
Once you go outside the United States and we're not sure of the breeders. You know, these dogs were obviously abused. They were shipped before they were old enough to be inoculated. The papers were falsified.
Chicago French Bulldog Rescue says the dogs could be put down if they're sent back. And a Christian crowdfunding site has raised more than $520,000 to help cover legal fees for Kyle Rittenhouse. He is the Antioch teenager accused of opening fire on Black Lives Matter protesters in Kenosha last month. Two people were killed. The fundraising page claims Rittenhouse opened fire in self-defense.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.